afternoon high of 83 degrees. So, again, as we kind of looked at it through the weekend, we're looking at unsettled weather patterns, and it does appear like, at least even after we get through this round of showers and thunderstorms, a fairly lengthy unsettled weather pattern is going to be in place here for the entire KVUE listening area.
All right. Well, we do need the rainfall. There's no doubt about that. We peaked at a summer-like 94 yesterday, overnight low down to 69 right now. We do have partly to mostly cloudy skies. There is some electricity in the air out there this morning, Chuck.
Yeah, I've got some thunder and lightning going on.
Yeah, 69 degrees here, KVOE Live and local. And our headlines this morning, a service of ESB Financial, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Travel with ESB Spirited 50 Travel Club this fall. Three great trips. For more details, log on to ESBFinancial.com. Well, we've been front porch jamming all summer long, and it comes to an end. The final front porch jam of this season happens this weekend, and we're very pleased to be joined by Gina Sheeby, the lead organizer for Front Porch Jams of Lyon County. Gina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Well, where are we at this weekend?
We are at what the locals know as Opie Lake Road. That is 650 Road K7. And we are at Gary and Martha Jones's place, one of our favorite places to play. He has kind of a natural amphitheater happening in his backyard. So it has plenty of room for everyone, great sound, and is just going to be a wonderful event for the Honor Flight.
Outstanding. So for folks that have never been to a front porch jam, obviously this is the last one here for the season, so this is going to be a great time to get out. What's the atmosphere like?
The atmosphere is just full of community. So people are relaxed. They bring their lawn chairs. They bring their coolers and snacks if they want to. And they show up around 7 for the show. We've got little breaks throughout as musicians are interchanging, but it's a free show. The musicians are local. We have an incredible lineup that night, and you sit, you listen, you just enjoy a relaxed evening of music. And if you think of it, we are collecting donations during that evening for the Honor Flight program, which takes veterans to Washington, D.C. with student guardians so that they can see the monuments that are honestly in their honor and those that serve with them. So. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is. Gina Sheeby, Front Porch Jams of Lyon County. This is the final jam of the season. So how things went this summer, Gina?
This summer has been incredible. We started out with Barry and Ina Williams. They raised $2,100 for the Honor Flight. We did a jam for the Payrock organization at ESU, and they raised over $500 there. And then we raised over, well, I guess it was $1,500 at Bob and Brenda Redeker's at last month's jam for the Honor Flight. So it's been a very successful season. We've had a lot of talent, both talent we've seen before, but then also a lot of new talent, and it's just been an incredible ride. I couldn't ask for a better summer.
I'll tell you what, and let's talk about who's going to be performing. Again, it's this Saturday night from 7 until 10 at 650 Road K7 in Olpe. So who's performing this weekend, this Saturday, Gina?
Okay, well, you'll get to hear from me. You'll get to hear from Lyndon Stevie, who is doing a lot in the Greenwood and Lyon County area as a kind of classic rock and country, just all the things you want to sing to around a fire pit. Then we have Mike and Pat Bray, who have been longtime musicians in the area. They're great pickers and fiddlers, and honestly, a lot of people that you just heard at the Walnut Valley Festival. So if you got to see Joe Foster, you got to see Buck Brandt, Katie Kuhlman, these are all people who have incredible talent and are just so willing to share it for a wonderful cause. So I'm so grateful.
What is it about Honor Flight that has struck you? I know we've talked about this in interviews past, but clearly Honor Flight has really struck a lot of the homes that have been part of Front Porch Jams this entire season.
Absolutely. So the porch hosts choose the cause that they want to host their jam for, and the Honor Flight was 3 of the 4 this year. And just a personal connection I have, both of my daughters have been on the Honor Flight with veterans. I am a military brat. My mom and my dad were both in the Army, and we know firsthand what these veterans' families and what they come home with. Some of them don't feel that they are worthy or should go on the trip. And for some of it, it brings up, you know, some painful memories. So I will tell you that the Honor Flight program is dependent upon veterans that are contacted, that they know about, that they can get from anywhere in the area. If you know a veteran, please put them in touch with the USD 252 Honor Flight program. But that, it hits right at the heart of everything you want to do with a servant heart. So these guardians, these student guardians, they get as much out of the trip as the veterans do, and they have friendships that last forever. My daughter graduated a couple years ago. She had lunch with all three of her veterans this summer when she was home.
Oh, that's great.
My other daughter, he comes to her volleyball games. I mean, they're, and that was over a year ago as well, or 2 years ago as well. So, I'm so proud of the USD 252 community for putting this together. Mike Arkbright, Megan McGuire, Stacy Garrett, they have worked endlessly to keep these things going, and they need the funding. It costs about $50,000 to take a trip. The veterans pay nothing. And yep. So the money that we raise, every cent goes to making sure they get the trip that they deserved, and especially for the Vietnam veterans, the welcome and the honor that they didn't get when they came home.
Well, yeah, it's wonderful, and they have another flight heading out this fall. So let's keep the planes in the air and the veterans heading to Washington, D.C., and you can do just that by attending Front Porch Jams. Great entertainment, and it's all for, we just mentioned, a great cause. Again, coming up at 650 Road K7, Gary and Martha Jones are the hosts, and a slate of very talented musicians, as always. Front Porch Jamming. This is the last jam of the season. Well, Gina, been a pleasure to talk to you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much for your support, KVOE. We could not do it without you.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Gina. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gina Sheevy, lead organizer, Front Porch Jams of Lyon County, Saturday night, 7 until 10, again at the Martha and Jones residence, 650 Road K7, OP. KVOE Live and Local 754. Good morning.
Be sure to attend the 43rd Annual Cooper Quarter Horse Sale held this Sunday, September 24th at the ranch located at 2422 X Road in Strong City. Call Larry K.